Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. When I was a veterinary student way back in the dark ages, the number of women in the profession was few and far between. And as a student in a large Midwestern veterinary school, there were some faculty members and classmates who really did not appreciate us being there at all. Sometimes their antagonism was so obvious, we used to joke that the college should have had a space on their admission form for women to staple their ovaries, to prove their intention to uphold the masculine system and culture. Needless to say, that was our way of perceiving something as very funny that some took very seriously. But this idea of gonadal admission, the concept of having to deny who and what you are to appease an existing system, rather than because anything you ever did rendered you unfit to be part of that group, has stuck in my mind. Over the years, this concept has occurred in a completely new light. Several times a year, I get calls from confused and sometimes irate dog owners who feel they're being blackmailed, with the price of the ransom being their dog's gonads. The typical scenario involves someone who wants to become part of a group in a dog park or attend a certain class, and they have an intact animal. Normally, it's a male. Probably because the kinds of people who make these kind of demands is because some people erroneously equate testosterone with violence. Whatever their reasons, they take them seriously enough to make these demands on others. So far, all of my callers have had male dogs, and all of those male dogs have been well behaved. They don't have to go to the dog park. They don't have to attend classes because the dogs have problems. They were just looking for something enjoyable to do with their animals. So what's the big problem? Why are they being shunned? Why do they have to part with their testicles in order to gain admission? Again, all of the stories are similar. The reason the canine testicles must go is because the presence of them will upset the other dogs, particularly the males. I don't know about you, but I have trouble with this. In some of these instances, the dogs have been in the dog parks or in classes before, multiple times, and there was never any problem. It's hard to say what's changed. Perhaps someone new with a gonadal phobia joined the group and said, "How can you allow that dog in here? Do you know what's going to happen? All hell is going to break loose. That dog is going to go berserk and start mounting all the females and fighting with all the males. And, well, I mean, it'll be like Armageddon." Or maybe the reason they think the other dogs are going to react is because they know that their dog park training classes attracts animals who already have problems. And sometimes that problem is aggression. Aggression is fear-based aggression, and it occurs because they take a protective stance relative to their owners. But that's not the problem, or that shouldn't be the problem, of the owner of the dog with testicles, let alone that animal. That's a problem with the culture of the dog park and the training situation. Be that as it may, I don't encourage the people I talk to get into contentious battles with people who don't want them and their dogs there. I put it quite simply. The price of admission is the dog's testicles. Regardless what excuses or reasons are given, that's the bottom line. If the person wants to go to the dog park or to the classes, then they're going to have to get their dog's balls cut off. End of story. Whether or not a person opts to do this depends on what benefits they perceive they gain from the dog park or training class experience. For some people, attending these activities is a very important part of their social life. I wouldn't deny them of that, nor would I denigrate the value of it. But that's the contract. That's part of the admissions fee. If attending these activities has great value for the owner, that they would feel deprived, resentful if they could not do it, that's not going to be any better for the dog than it is for the person. I accept it. For those people, the cost of the loss of their dog's testicles is less than the benefits to be gained by doing this. The human species has been removing other individuals' gonads probably from the time before we were even Homo sapiens. If we're going to do it, if we're going to insist that others do it in order to become part of our inner circle, whatever that circle may be, it seems to me that we owe it to the animals to be damn certain that we're doing it for the right reasons.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.